The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt. The Couple Next Door is brought to you today in part by Arid Cream Deodorant with Purestop and Mentholatum.
Don't be half safe.
Don't be half safe.
If you've ever ruined a dress with perspiration stains, you might as well tear it up and throw it away.
Well, here's a new vanishing cream deodorant that stops perspiration stains, stops odor. New Arid now fortifies with Purestop. You rub Arid in, rub perspiration out. Rub Arid in, rub odor out.
Only a cream that penetrates deep into pores where perspiration starts can effectively stop perspiration stains, stop odor. Arid, used daily, stops perspiration stains, stops odor completely for 24 hours.
Remember, nothing protects you like a cream, and no cream protects you like Arid. Proves 1.5 times as effective as all leading deodorants tested against perspiration and odor.
Get Arid with First Stop today, only 43 cents plus tax.
Don't I have any cigarettes around here at all?
Well, I don't know, dear. I don't keep track of them.
Well, I can't find a one.
Anything about the cigarettes. Why don't you run down to the store?
Well, I'm waiting for a very important call from San Francisco. Sure is shooting. The minute I walk out that door, the phone will ring.
Well, you can be back in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
A what? Pot never boils. Go on, get your cigarettes, dear.
Well, if I just dash down there, it won't take me long. I don't think it'll ring in just that length of time, do you?
Oh, dear, I don't know.
Huh?
No, run along.
Yeah, all right. I think I will.
Yeah. Put on overshoes, my dear. First slippery.
No, I'll be okay.
Wonder sometimes you don't catch pneumonia.
Yeah. Well, I hope that call doesn't come through while I'm gone. You know, I tried to reach that guy all day, and I couldn't. Then I got a message that he'd call me at home here tonight.
Uh-huh.
It's very important.
Uh-huh.
Look, darling, I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. All right, dear.
Mommy?
Dear, oh, did you get your room picked up, Betsy?
Yes, go up and look at it.
All right, I will. Oh, no, wouldn't you know?
Hello? Yes, it would be just this second walk out the door. She'll be right. Hold on. Call Daddy, dear. Daddy! Just hold on, please.
Are cold or flu discomfort making you miserable? Combat them with Mentholatum Cold Band Tablets, potent new cold and flu tablets containing 5 medications widely prescribed by doctors. Medications which help relieve many of your worst symptoms in just one day. Each Mentholatum Cold Band Tablet contains analgesics to soothe away body aches and headaches, antidepressants to offset that heavy, weary feeling of a cold, antipyretics to help reduce fever, antihistamine to stop virus-spreading sneezes and to help open clogged nostrils. And each daily dose of Mentholatum Cold Band Tablet contains more than the recommended amount of the orange juice vitamin, vitamin C. Get Mentholatum Cold Band Tablets today, 98 cents. Your money back if Cold Band Tablets don't help bring you fast relief.
Yelled at you. I yelled. Yeah. I just told the operator you'd be right back. So she said they'd try again in a few minutes.
Well, didn't I say that's what would happen? Honestly.
Now they're calling back. Now stop wearing that shit. You go upstairs now and get undressed, and then Mommy will come up and read the story, dear.
So you need the unhappy hippopotamus?
Yes, Rowie, dear. Unhappy hippopotamus. Now run along, please, dear.
Honey, did they say they'd call back?
Yes, dear. I said you'd be right back.
My golly, I'd have been here if I hadn't had to go down there for cigarettes. I thought you were always going to keep a carton in the bookcase there.
I guess. I'm sorry.
Seems to me we ought to have some system in this house whereby we have things when we want them. Scissors, for example. We can never find the scissors.
What do you want scissors for?
I don't want the scissors right now. I'm just simply saying that's what usually happens. Oh, there. All right.
Get
out of the way. Hello? Yes, it is. Hi, Leonard. How's the boy? Yeah. Good. I've had some time trying to reach you. I just stepped out to get some cigarettes. Look, Leonard, yes, I wanted the sales figures from your office. I'm seeing that guy tomorrow, and I thought I might close the deal. Good. You got him right there? Fine. Yes. Hold on, wait a minute. I want to get a pencil. Yeah, dear.
Yeah,
a pencil.
A pencil.
Well, hurry up, this guy's calling from San Francisco. Leonard? Yeah. I know. Well, I put the call through about 4 o'clock, and then I left this message with your secretary. Ah, yeah, she sounded pretty cute. well, look, the point is... If we can close this deal, the head office ought to be pretty darn pleased about it. Yeah. Oh, sure.
Well, I'll go out and look in the other room. I can't find
anything. No, no, we've had a very cold winter. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we practically had a real blizzard here. Yes. Hold on, Leonard, will you, just a second. What are you doing? I asked you to find me a pencil.
I'm looking for a pencil. I can't find one.
We've got hundreds of pencils in the desk.
Well, they disappeared. I can't find a single one.
Now, will you hurry up, for Pete's sake? This guy is calling all the way from San Francisco.
I know he's calling from San Francisco. I cannot find a pencil.
Look in the desk.
I've looked in the desk. I've looked on the table. I've looked in the kitchen.
Well, look again. Look in the middle drawer.
All right.
Hello, Leonard. Sorry, we're having a little trouble finding a pencil here. Never fails.
I do have a special place for pencils. You always
look in the desk again, Leonard. How's everything out there on the coast? Good.
For heaven's sake, yes. Your dental appointment card. Didn't you go?
Hold on a minute, Leonard, will you? Why?
Did you cancel your dentist appointment again?
For Pete's sake, never mind the dentist.
All right. Who cares, dear? If you want all your teeth to just fall out?
This man is calling from San Francisco.
I know the man is calling from San Francisco. I don't care if he's calling from the South Pole. He still cannot find a pencil.
Did you look in the middle drawer?
Yes.
Did you look on the...
Yes.
On the how about up on the...
Yes,
on,
I looked there, too.
Well,
I can't find one.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
I'm no magician. I just can't conjure one up here.
Why is it you can spend 5 hours at Bridge Club, but you can't spend 5 minutes at home organizing an efficient system for running a house?
Find your own pencil.
Oh!
No, just look for one yourself.
I
haven't seen even paper yet.
Leonard, hold on, would you? Hold on, just, yeah. I'll look in the dust myself. Hold on just a minute. What a mess in this desk. It just happens to be important business, that's all. I've got to take down this information. I've got to have it tomorrow for a client. Just my job, that's all. If I don't have a job, we don't eat.
Think we get something to eat. Always go home to Mother. Even your parents might feed us for a while. I could get a job.
You can't find a pencil. There's one right here on the desk. My gosh, why don't you use your eyes? Honestly, I've all in... Hello. Hello, Leonard. Yeah. Yes, all set, thanks. Now, let's have the figures. 26% in 1955. Oh! Hold on a minute. Hold on, Leonard. The point is broken on this pencil.
Oh, Mary.
Look, do you think there's a pencil upstairs?
No, dear. I'm so busy playing bridge, I don't get time to get any kind of assistance.
Would you just help me look?
Well, I don't think I'd be able to see them. I don't seem to use my eyes, you know.
Sweetheart, I know I was cross, and I'm sorry. But please, be mad at me later, will you, huh?
But I have looked all over. The only thing I can suggest is that you sharpen that one.
Will you be my sweet girl and get me a knife, huh? A knife?
Well, I shouldn't, the way you've acted, but
Thank you, baby. I'm Leonard. Golly, I'm sorry. I ordinarily have a fountain pen, but I left that at the office, I guess. Leonard, read me some of those figures. Maybe I can remember them. 26.2% in August.
All right. Give me the pencil.
Oh.
Give it here.
Go on, Leonard. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, that was regional, though, huh?
Yeah. Ben, what is the matter with you?
Give me that knife.
What?
You want to kill yourself?
Oh, nonsense.
Put it here.
I'll take it.
Leonard, you ever see a woman try to sharpen a pencil the way she holds a knife? Hold on, will you, Leonard? I'll be right with you.
Yeah, let me talk to him.
You don't know him.
Doesn't matter. Hello?
Yes.
How are you? No, this sort of thing goes on all the time around here.
Oh.
Interesting. Yes, I bet you don't treat your wife this way. Oh, well, you tell her she has my sympathy.
Hey!
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Not all crowns lie heavily on the head. As the number one man and woman of the radio kingdom, you'll have to admit the royal life is an easy one. What makes it so is the way in which the station you're listening to now, and many others like it, have joined together with CBS Radio to bring you the best in entertainment on either coast. Robert Hugh Lewis, for example, carries on hilariously in New York. Rusty Draper sings his songs in Hollywood. Yet, on CBS Radio, they are just a few minutes apart. With equal ease, you can move from one news source to another. CBS Radio's vast network facilities dismiss the miles between news stories. London, Paris, Bonn, Rome, and Tokyo. on CBS Radio, they are all only moments away. Best of all, you can put CBS Radio in any room, in your car, or even in your pocket. The smallest transistor radio is all you need to keep worlds of news and entertainment at hand. Worlds which CBS Radio, with its network facilities, puts at your sovereign disposal every day.
Just let it run under the water now.
Oh, but
honestly, you talk about the way I saw it in the pencil.
The knife slip.
Well, of course, the way you were hacking away. You weren't cutting down a redwood, you know. You were just sharpening a pencil.
All right.
Let me see.
Now, be careful. Don't.
My coat's still there. I can't even see it.
It's right there.
Oh, yes. Well, stop bleeding. Oh, I just want to cut, honey.
Yeah.
I'll put something on it and bandage it up.
Mommy!
Oh. Come on, dear. Let me sit and treat
it. I thought you were coming up to read me a story.
I am, dear. I am. Just a minute.
What happened to you?
Daddy cut his finger.
How?
Oh, Daddy had a knife and a slip.
You couldn't play with knives, Daddy.
I wasn't playing with it. I was sharpening a pencil.
Can I do his knife?
Yes, I guess so.
Put the iodine.
It doesn't need any iodine,
yes,
dear.
It does. That's what you put on me when I cut my finger.
Well, this isn't very bad. I mean, Daddy's all right.
I want to be a nurse.
Oh, let me be a nurse, for goodness sake.
I don't want any iodine on it.
You
want
to get an infection and have germs running around inside
you? Oh, now, look, sweetie, I really...
You might get real sick and could have got a birthday party to have candy or anything.
I think we're going to let the nurse take care of you, Daddy.
Look, hold still. It's only going to stay for a minute.
Okay.
And if you don't cry, I'll give you a cookie.
I think the pig is going to be very brave, aren't you, dear?
Mm. You hold his other hand.
Oh, I'll hold his other hand. Is it nice to have a nurse in the family, Daddy?
Oh, yes. It's wonderful.
Now, hold still. There. Does it sting?
No, not at all.
Isn't he brave? My goodness, he's just as good as you are, Becky.
I'll put him on.
No, you put enough on, Becky. Go on, get away. Get out of here.
Here's the Band-Aid all ready for you, nurse.
All right. I'll tell you one thing. We're going to make some changes around here. We're going to have a pencil by that telephone. We're going to fasten it with a string so it can't be taken away.
Well, I tried that, dear. Even that pencil disappeared.
Anytime you want a pencil, Mommy, you can borrow one from me.
Huh?
I can't.
You can borrow one from me.
What do you mean,
Betsy? I have lots and lots of pencils.
What do you mean you have lots and lots of pencils?
I'm collecting them. You know, Jay Lou is collecting cigar bands, and Jackie's collecting pretty stones, and Claire Ford is collecting perfume bottles.
Well,
may I ask where you're keeping this collection?
I have a secret hiding place, Daddy. But if you'd like to see them, I'll show you them. I have red ones and yellow ones and brown ones.
I'd like very much to see them. Just one of them would be enough.
I'll get them right away, but you can't take them.
All right, dear.
I'm alone. Just a call from San Francisco. A dozen important men in the head office, hoping I can close that deal tomorrow. I race around here half crazy looking for a pencil. She's ordering.
Now, dear, when you have children, you have to expect these things.
Yes,
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy. It is produced by Walter Hunt. This is Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. ¶¶